This podcast is sponsored by Amazon's Health and Wellness ebook collection. Empower yourself with expert insights on heart health, menopause, and mental wellness. Visit Amazon today to start your journey to a healthier you. How culturally adapted health interventions boost wellness and personal transformation. Discover how tailoring health interventions to cultural backgrounds improves wellness, self-care, and mental health for inclusive personal transformation. Culturally adapted health interventions. Why one size doesn't fit all. Hey there. Today I want to chat with you about something that's really gaining traction in the world of health and wellness. Culturally adapted health interventions. You might be wondering, what the heck does that mean? Well, simply put, it's all about customizing health and wellness approaches to fit the unique cultural backgrounds of individuals or communities. And trust me, this is way more important than you might realize. So picture this. You're trying to adopt a healthy lifestyle or improve your mental health, but all the advice, programs, or resources you find are based on cultural assumptions that don't quite fit your way of life, your traditions, or even your values. Not only can that feel frustrating or isolating, but it can also make those strategies less effective. That's where culturally adapted health interventions come in. They make wellness efforts more inclusive and meaningful. Let's break it down a bit. When health professionals create programs or self-help tools, they often design them from a very general perspective, sometimes unknowingly ignoring cultural nuances. This could mean dietary advice that excludes staple foods of certain cultures, mindfulness practices that don't resonate because they're framed in unfamiliar spiritual contexts, or mental health strategies that clash with cultural perceptions of well-being. What does this lead to? Lower engagement, reduced success, and sadly, health disparities. On the other hand, when we tailor these wellness strategies, whether it's for self-care, mental health, or holistic health, to recognize and incorporate cultural values and practices, people tend to feel seen, respected, and understood. And that is powerful. It transforms a generic program into a personal experience that feels supportive, trustworthy, and achievable. What does this look like in practice? Imagine a mindfulness practice that includes meditation techniques or breathing exercises aligned with a person's spiritual background or everyday realities. Or think of a nutrition plan that adapts recommendations to include familiar, culturally significant ingredients while still promoting a healthy lifestyle. These kinds of culturally adapted interventions bridge the gap between scientific knowledge and personal relevance. Here are a few ways these adaptations can enhance health and wellness efforts. Increased engagement. People are more likely to stick with programs that resonate with their cultural beliefs and habits. Improved communication. Health educators and practitioners who understand cultural context can convey messages in ways that feel natural and less intimidating. Greater trust. When wellness strategies respect cultural identity, individuals are more inclined to trust the process and seek help when needed. Better outcomes. Ultimately, personal transformation is more likely to happen when interventions feel relevant and accessible. Why it matters for everyone. You might think culturally adapted health interventions are just for minority groups or specific populations, but really, they enrich the entire field of health and wellness. As communities grow more diverse, a one-size-fits-all approach becomes outdated. When health programs become more inclusive, they champion equity and understanding, reducing the gaps in wellness that too often affect marginalized groups. And here's a cool thing about it. This approach encourages us all to be more mindful about how culture shapes our ideas about success, self-care, and healing. It pushes the wellness industry to listen more carefully to lived experiences and to rethink how we approach mental health and physical well-being holistically. Where can you learn more? If this is sparking your curiosity, there are loads of great resources out there that explore the intersection of culture and wellness. Whether you're interested in personal transformation, self-help, or holistic health, incorporating cultural awareness into your journey can be a game changer. By the way, if you want to discover practical insights and inspiring stories about health and wellness, check out Wellbeing Publishing. They have an amazing collection of books that can help you deepen your understanding and find personalized pathways toward better self-care and success. Explore the books now and start your own culturally sensitive wellness journey. All right, that's a wrap for today. Take a moment to think about how your own culture shapes your approach to wellness. And remember, making health interventions more culturally adapted isn't just a nice idea, it's key to truly inclusive and effective personal transformation. Thanks for hanging out with me, and I'll catch you next time with more fresh ideas to boost your well-being. This episode is brought to you by Amazon's Health and Wellness eBook collection. Whether you're navigating menopause, focusing on heart health, or seeking guidance on mental well-being, our curated selection of eBooks offers expert advice and empowering strategies. Transform your health journey with insights from leading professionals. Discover your path to wellness today on Amazon.